Jenny, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about, I guess, how this study was conducted and some of the results you found?
Absolutely. So the study was conducted, as you said, using data from more than 150,000 people who are aged 45 years and over who were living in New South Wales. And what we're interested in doing was really looking at how depression and heart disease were linked. So we looked at three different pathways. The first was this direct causal pathway, which is just a fancy way of saying that depression causes heart disease through kind of biological mechanisms. The second was looking at indirect pathways, and that's looking at things like depression is associated with smoking and diet and alcohol, and that can cause heart disease. And the third was looking at what we call the reverse causal pathway. And that was looking at whether people who already had underlying heart disease were more likely to have depression.
So I suppose there's no like one link then between depression and heart disease, because it does seem like quite a complicated relationship.
It is. It's a very complicated relationship. And you're right in that they're probably linked in lots of different ways. It's probably much more complicated than even just those three pathways. But I guess a lot of the research tends to say that depression itself will cause heart disease. And what the research found was that this is probably unlikely, and that it's, as you say, it signals other things going on. So it's likely that it's more like it's related to smoking, it's related to other chronic diseases, and that it's an important sign, possibly, of underlying heart disease that's going on already in the body.
And so heart disease is quite a physical symptom. What kind of effects can depression have on the body physically?
Well, we know that depression has quite a few effects on the body, and so it can do things like increase cortisol throughout the body, and that's the stress hormone. And that does things like increase the heart rate and increase blood pressure, for example, and can have kind of directly damaging effects on the arteries in the body. And so, you know, it's quite logical then to think that depression would itself cause heart disease.
And so I guess if someone does have depression, should they be getting their heart checked more regularly?
Absolutely. So if you're over the age of 45, it's actually recommended that everybody has a heart check. So just go see your doctor, ask them for a heart check. They're really easy to do. But if you also have depression, it's more important that you go and have your heart checked. So not everyone has them. So it's really important, go and see your doctor, talk to them about your symptoms of depression, because it's really important to address them as well. But while you're in there, talk to your doctor about your heart health as well.
Of course, it is incredibly important. But I suppose, as well, going back the other way, do you think that treating depression will reduce the risk of developing heart disease?
Well, it's an interesting question, isn't it? It depends how you think about the association. So will it directly reduce the risk of heart disease? Probably not, because we don't think that depression directly causes heart disease. So antidepressants, for example, are unlikely, so they are helpful in treating depression, but they're unlikely to directly reduce your risk of heart disease. Having said that, if being on antidepressants helps you to quit smoking, or helps you to go for your daily walk more, or it helps you to cut down on your alcohol consumption, then antidepressants will have an indirect effect and reduce your risk of heart disease.
And just before I let you go, Jennifer, I suppose taking depression perhaps out of the equation for a second, what kind of preventative measures should people, I guess, be working towards to reduce their risk of heart disease?
Yeah, so all the things that that we know are good are things like not smoking, cutting down on your alcohol intake, going for your walk, and eating a healthy diet full of fruit and veg.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tess. It's been my pleasure.